you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Howdy ho, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live coming at you 2:02 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 5:02 on the Eastern Coast if your ear holes are over there, and it's live. If it's not that time, you're probably listening to a rerun of this fine show on this fine network. Thanks for joining us, humans. We are here for the next couple of hours till 4 p.m. on our coast. I am sitting in a batten down apartment here in a typhoon zone, it seems like, Los Angeles, California. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. I am sitting inside the auxiliary guest room at the Pfeiffer estate in Gulf Breeze.
Have you not relocated since your brother left?
I have, but my mother said I could keep the studio in the auxiliary guest room.
Oh, well, look at that. Look at you
yes.
Expanding your territory, spreading the crabs in Pensacola.
Oh, I am. Oh, if my brother's listening, he forgot one thing in the bathroom. He forgot the training potty.
Gross.
For his son. It's still in there.
Well,
I
hope it's
with
for
that?
His son.
Do I use that?
Why not? Take it with you when you go out drinking.
Maybe I need to retrain.
That's right. You never know when you might need a little retraining.
Oh, shit.
So we contact us during the show. If y'all like, you can do so via the internet monster on the Twitter at Crab Diving. Ryan keeps his eye holes peered on the Twitter.
Actually, I don't right now because I told you I can't.
That's right. You can't rock the boat there.
Well, I don't have a password. And the other thing is, and then my password for my original Skype got fucked up because somebody tried to hack into it. So now I'm on the auxiliary Skype account.
It's a lot of auxiliary going on.
I'm a dipshit.
I'll keep an eye on it. Keep the Twitter open during the show if you like. It's at Crab Diving. But you can also give us a call. You can Skype us. It's our name, Crab Diving. Or you can just give us a call on the telephone type thing. You know, that Alexander Graham Bell type science shit.
Ring-a-ding.
Updated a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Would he have ever imagined this? The internet?
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe.
Alexander Graham Bell did not have the vision Al Gore had, I guess.
That's right.
Why did
it's a reincarnation.
I forget why people say Al Gore invented the internet.
Didn't he mention something during a speech sometime that, you know, is some stupid thing he said that lent them to believe that? I don't know that he said the words "I invented the internet," but I think he gave some speech. I don't know, somehow giving credit for
some boring speech.
Yeah.
You ever see the speech? Remember when he was running for president? I mean, it's fucking.
No.
If the hanging Chad thing, the whole recount didn't happen, his campaign would be the least memorable. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So boring.
Although John Kerry was pretty dull.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Great Secretary of State, but man, he was kind of a little on the dull side as far as a president.
Yeah.
It should have been. It should have been T-ball knocking George Bush off of out of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Al Gore ran that campaign like he was a fucking asshole with nothing interesting to say. The only time he really got animated is when he, and this is horrible. We've talked about this before, you know, when the Democrats, the white Democrats go down to the South and they go speak at the black churches. And they, you know.
Right, right.
I don't know what do you want to call it, what they do? They like black it up, whatever that means. I don't mean to be sound like a big fucking racist. By the way, I'm just fresh from, I did a set last night at the Redskins bar. Ugh, I said it. Here in Pensacola.
One second. I haven't technical difficulties here.
No, I was just saying, speaking of fucking racism. Oh, by the way.
Talk for a second. Sorry.
Oh, no.
I'll be back in a second.
Everybody should listen to all of our great programming here on Crab Diving, the Crab Diving Network. My dad tuned in this morning to the Hollywood Hick and was laughing his ass off at Brent Paris disparaging Marky Mark. Marky Mark Wahlberg. My dad said Brent should be compensated more for his work here on the network. So there's that. And also, no. I just made the most amazing cup of coffee. And it's been such a long journey for me because I don't have the normal scooper that I have at the apartment back in Los Angeles. So now I'm having to cipher the correct ratio of grounds to water without the tools that I usually have at my disposal. So that sucks. And also, the other thing that sucks is I guess there was another school shooting in Portland.
Yeah, I'm back.
I think three people died.
You know, who knows? Who counts these days?
Oh, yes.
With with bodies. It's the NRA, I'm sure, will find a way to determine that it was you know, somehow if there would have been a good guy with a gun.
I mean this in all sincerity. Was there another, is there another Cosby rape victim to step forward today or no?
I was just checking on the school.
No.
Portland, Oregon High School. Firefighters have taken three people to the hospital after a shooting. They say there were at least two victims at Rosemary Anderson High School. One or more suspects fled. That's about it.
Oh, they didn't catch the shooter?
Well, you know, I don't know when this story was, but as of this story, they had not catched the shooter.
How horrible, man. Shit, man. Yeah, we love our guns so much. We love our guns more than our kids.
Oh,
think about that.
Absolutely.
Damn. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Just continue to tolerate and be fine with these shootings? I mean, they're not fine with it in Japan or England. They don't have guns over there. They don't have school shootings. I mean,
surprisingly, their police don't kill that many people either.
Oh, well, the police force, they're pussies over there. They're really, I mean.
Stop or I'll yell stop again.
Yeah, really. Hands up. It's not necessary. We don't have guns.
So that's the shooting. That's about all I know as of right now. This is 7 minutes ago. This came out. So I guess they don't have the shooter yet.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of guns, I just saw this story on the Mirror, that UK rag. I guess in Georgia somewhere. I was just so disappointed that this was Georgia. I mean, of course it's the South. At some gun range, you can go visit Santa.
No, oh, I saw this.
Yeah. You see that?
Yeah. The
Santa's got a fucking M16.
They're having a Santa visit.
Hope you were nice this year. You're going to get two in the head, one in the chest.
Isn't there there's a gun shop also somewhere I saw that has a blow-up Santa that carrying a gun.
Ooh.
On top of it. God. Like you know, one of those blow-up things on your lawn or whatever for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
This is a Santa toting a gun on top of the gun shop.
Did your mother your mother, by the way, had amazing Christmas decorations, right?
Oh, yeah. Things would go crazy.
Oh, my God. Did she not have a inflatable Corvette with Santa in it?
And a convertible
Okay.
with Santa, yeah, and a couple of reindeer in the convertible.
And it was inflatable?
Yes. Yeah, you plug it in, a little fan blows it up.
And it's you got didn't a, keep that, did you?
A light
you
in it. No, it actually lives on. In fact, I got a text a few days ago from my friend Bill, who I gave that to. And every year he puts the Santa on. The neighborhood loves it.
Is this your friend Bill that owns all the chickens and roosters?
It is, the urban farmer.
Wow. He's off the grid.
On the south side of Chicago, has chickens in his backyard, and also has his front yard is turned into a partitioned garden. I mean, it's very elaborate. It's like, I mean, it's different boxes of different, you know, it's a garden. There's no yard. There's no lawn. Nice. It's a fucking garden for growing food.
Right. Shouldn't we all be doing that, though?
I think we'd probably all be a lot healthier. Fuck yeah.
That's what... Hey, listen, every doomsday prepper that I've seen on that show I watch, they all have very extensive gardens.
But Monsanto, you know, ain't for that, or any of the big the big giant food companies.
Let me explain something to you.
So that'll never... They've tried to pass laws that make... kind of make home gardening illegal in places because of their bullshit with their seeds and shit. So I don't know how we would think that they wouldn't, you know, just try to prevent all kinds of growing of food.
Well, listen,
that they don't own.
Right. And when the shit hits the fan, you know, there's not going to be any Monsanto. There's not going to be nothing. It's just going to be you and your partition garden in your front yard. Your friend Bill's going to be just fine.
Right, yeah. He's got his eggs. He's got his garden. What else do you need?
You know, I have a question about eggs. It's got to be weird. Like, if you harvest, not harvest, I guess, what is it called when you have chickens lay eggs for you? Harvesting your eggs?
Yeah,
that's different.
Collect, gather.
When you're a female and you donate your eggs to... some sort of fertility bank. That's harvesting. I guess plucking the eggs out of your chicken coop would be the correct way to say that.
Right.
Who gives a shit? My point is, how do you know when you can get the eggs and you crack it and it's not like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, they're not fertilized. They haven't been fucked by a cock.
Yeah.
So they,
you know, it's a shame you never had kids so you couldn't sit down with your children and tell them about the birds and the bees.
Right. But they, so they're, I mean, they shouldn't be turning into no baby chicken. It's not the,
ain't no baby chicken in
what this? Is it? Balut? Is that what it's called? That horrible Filipino dish?
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, the fertilized duck egg where you bite into it and you're actually like chewing on baby duck bill and baby duck bones and shit. It's just horrific.
What?
What's wrong with those people?
Fuck is wrong with people. That is disgusting.
Yeah, it's horrific. It's one of those gross. Weird delicacies, but I think it's really one of these things where they just dare you to eat it. Like it's a rite of passage. Like what's that Scandinavian one the fish soaked in formaldehyde.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that, I know.
Lutefisk. Lutefisk.
Lutefisk?
Yeah. I remember a friend telling me about that. And there's like a Christmas tradition, I think, around that lutefisk. And I'm like, but it's soaked in formaldehyde.
Oh, shit.
How much of a tradition can it be? How long has formaldehyde been around?
You know, that reminds me of a story I wanted to cover today. Host of the Daily Upper Decker, Tommy Gimler, posted on his Facebook page a story from Wisconsin. Did you see the guy who, the headline is, dude wants to blame beer-battered fish for his 10th DUI, some guy from Wisconsin. Oh, I meant to include that today in my dossier for the show, but I didn't have time.
Listen to the Daily Upper Decker. Right now it's running every 8 p.m., the rerun. On Wednesdays it drops as a brand new splashy thing for you at 8 p.m.
This week they play a game in their segment Fact or Fudge. They they name off college bowl games, and you have to decide if they really exist or not.
Did you notice between segments they didn't do the drops? Like, I guess Tommy has some drops where he's got what are the segments called? He's got one.
Do they
the hose or something? I don't know. But you it know, almost hose? Sounds like, you know, it just sounded like, do they have a guy that sits there and goes, the hose in between? Or is that a drop?
It's a drop. I asked him. I was like, who does those? And he was like, oh, I added.
So they didn't do those. They didn't do those, but they did them live. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't realize that.
It sounded like they were doing a few live ones. It's funny as fuck. Listen to the Daily Upper Decker, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. every night here on Crab Diving Network. And don't forget tonight, a brand new episode. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick.
I'll be sure to tell my dad.
He was your dad's big fan?
Oh, yeah. He listened to him this morning and learned all about Marky Mark Wahlberg. And
Brent was on yesterday's show. Go to crabdiving.com. We're probably already out on iTunes, too, and on Stitcher for yesterday's program. You can listen to Brent. He sat in here at Crab Diving Studios and made us laugh for a couple hours.
He covered, you know what is funny? He covered that story about the furry convention in Chicago that had to be evacuated because of the gas leak.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. He covered
that.
I think the perpetrator has yet to be caught. Whoever was trying to gas the furries.
Why do people hate those guys? They're just guys in furry costumes.
That's right. He did, because I remember he played the clip of Mika Brzezinski from Morning Joe. Did you hear that? Of her covering the story? Yeah, that kind of went viral. Apparently, she doesn't know what a furry is.
Well,
and, you know, I don't know. Come on. I mean, she's in her 40s. She's tapped into the news and everything, and she doesn't know what a furry is?
Yeah, but you're like a degenerate smartass. I mean, we both are, kind of. I mean, you know, a lot of people aren't going to know what furries are. Why would they? You think people know what bronies are? Most people?
No.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. For those that don't know, it's My Little Pony aficionados, right?
It's dudes.
People
it's
that
dudes
dress up as
around dressed as My Little Pony. It's
and they fuck each other. No, wait, not all of them. Isn't there there's a subset of bronies. Don't they have a different name for the guys that actually fuck each other?
The new bronies of the Seven Trumpets of the Apocalypse.
That's what it is. The American Family Association.
Bronies.
Ludafisk is lie, by the way. It's not formaldehyde.
It doesn't matter.
It's exaggerating.
It's
but
gross.
It's lie. Why would you soak something in lie and then eat it?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be horrific. It's white fish soaked in lie and salt. And it's like got some weird jelly-like texture to it. I don't know. I think it was invented as a punishment. But for some reason, it says, as a Christmas season meal, it's gained attention in Norway.
Oh, these people used to be Vikings.
God.
You know what I mean? Like, those people used to, you know, I mean, Vikings, dude. I mean, I don't know. Who do you think are the most brutal civilization in history? It's got to be. Who do you think? Would you rather tangle in a bar fight with a Viking or a Hun?
I think there's a lot of contenders out there.
I think it's everybody.
Yeah,
I really do.
I think
we live in such a soft.
A lot of assholes throughout history.
Oh yes, and now existing now.
Yeah, the big scary thuggy types. Yeah. Now they're cops.
Man. That's right.
Ludafisk. In the United States, Madison, Minnesota, has dubbed itself the Ludafisk capital of the world.
Good for you, Madison.
As well as claiming the largest per capita consumption of Ludafisk in Minnesota. St. Olaf College, who does that remind you of?
That's Golden Girls.
St. Olaf in Northfield, Minnesota. serves lutefisk during their famous Christmas festival concerts. Why would you want to do this to people?
Because you hate yourself or you hate your neighbors. Something. Either one of those. I don't know. Did you... I do want to, maybe in the break, I want to look up that story about the guy that told the cops that he got a DUI because he was eating too much peanut butter fish. God, that makes me laugh. It's his 10th DUI. Fuck, that must tell you something about how shitty it is to live in Wisconsin in the winter.
Well, there's more. Aren't there more? Or at one point, I'm sure, I know there was a study that said there were more bars per capita in Wisconsin than any other state, wasn't it?
Yeah, someone was telling me about that recently because, my cousin's husband is from there. And he was telling me that, yeah, you know why? Because there's no regulation. You can put a bar wherever the fuck you want in Wisconsin. They want you to be drunk.
Yeah, it's a part of it's a prerequisite. When you get pulled over by the cops, you have to blow over a certain limit.
Oh, yeah. They're like, listen, you have low amounts of cheese and Milwaukee's best in your bloodstream.
What's your cholesterol, boy?
Listen, you might live to be 60. Get out of the state. Yeah. Is that a yoga mat? Is that a yoga mat?
Right. Is that an Obama sticker?
Ooh, shit. Two in the head, one in the chest.
Not in Madison. Not in Milwaukee.
Okay. Not in Madison, Wisconsin. That place is so great, just like Austin, Texas. Oh, my God, it's wonderful.
And Baraboo, where I lived, there was a little enclave of Commie Pinko Libs in Baraboo. A little artistic community, you know?
Bunch of little communists.
We did plays.
Around a burning trash can.
We ran around the woods at night naked and fucked each other.
No, you did not. It's too cold there. It's true. I guarantee you did not.
That's absolutely true.
My brother visited me in Chicago. He lives in Alaska. He told me... that Chicago's colder. It is colder in that part of the country because of the fucking lakes.
Yeah, there's a bone chilling aspect to that wind off the lake in Chicago that just adds a certain magic to the whole process.
That city's fucked up. I remember when I moved there, I looked there, was like, why is there a row of ropes? Why are there ropes along the sidewalk? And it's so people can grab onto them when the wind
right,
comes.
Yeah.
So they don't get blown away.
Yeah, there is that aspect. I miss Chicago, though. I don't miss that winter shit at all, but I do miss I guess it's the big city-ish aspect of it. I think I would be just as comfortable in New York.
Right. Well, listen.
You don't have to have a car. You can take public transportation everywhere. It's cheap. You can get drunk off of your sack and go anywhere for a dollar and a half on some train and try not to bother
people. It's Irish friendly.
How dare you?
It's Irish friendly. Take the subway somewhere to hit somebody in the face.
Yeah, go take a few swings at people. You can hop on the subway.
I want to take this moment to say, St. Louis, we're coming for you, assholes, Cubs have re-upped. Yeah. Listen, they got John Lester. They got this new catcher. He'll be okay. They've got a bunch of great infielders.
You should Daily Upper Decker sometime when they're talking. Yeah. They don't talk about baseball right now.
No, they talk about strippers a lot. The last episode, they talked about. They were like, you remember that great party Tommy had where he hired strippers to come give out like some kind of liquor, and then there was some other. Tommy hosted a cornhole tournament on the beach somewhere in Playa and got a liquor sponsor to send chicks in bikinis down there for a fucking party.
Yeah, it doesn't take much for that, I think. I think if you're bold enough to make the calls, you can get some of these sponsors if you're going to have enough of a party.
Make some calls!
If you can say, I'm going to have 500 people, they'll send four tits out.
Yeah.
You got to have an odd number, though. So yeah. Make sure if we head to the headlines, I'm just trying to find my Sarah Palin headline.
The music?
The news. Here.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the news. Crab Diving News Studios, Los Angeles, California. Eastern Bureau of the Crab Diving News.
on the GFY network, the Go Fuck Yourself network. Here, we have the headline on the commie, pinko, liberal,
iffy,
Huffington Post. There's a picture of our president, our commander-in-chief, Barack Obama. And it says, oh, no, triangulation is back.
Oh, shit, not triangulation.
I don't know what this is about. It says, Obama's new triangulation strategy has Democrats on edge.
Oh, shit.
According to the Huffington Post, Thursday night's closing House vote to pass that shitty government funding bill.
No, it's horrible. I saw Elizabeth Warren screaming about it.
I have a clip of her. We're going to listen to her in AC hair. It split both political parties into factions. The funny thing is, I felt like tweeting out last night the exact same shit that the loonies of TCOT, hashtag the true conservatives of Twitter, were tweeting out too, because they hated it. They hated it just as much as we did for a lot of different reasons. But they did, some of them even agreed on that bullshit about that Citibank crap, that Wall Street shit.
Campaign finance?
No. It's the derivatives. It's Wall Street basically being able to play with taxpayer money, with pension funds and shit like that. And then they get to gamble with it. And if they win, when they win, they get to ship all the money off to the Caymans, to their accounts, and buy big yachts. And if they lose, oh, well, the taxpayers cover their losses.
I don't understand derivatives. Just tell me where to point my pitchfork, and I'm there. I mean, I'm against it.
I think a derivative is like, it's something based on a fluctuating cost of an asset. I might be wrong. I might be talking out of my ass, but it's like, it's anyway, who cares?
that's why we pay people to think of that shit. Listen to this insane way my friend tried to explain to me what a derivative was. She was like, okay, do you see that car there? I was like, yes. She goes, that car is red. Gambling on derivative is like betting that someone, taking the odds that someone will or will not come by and paint the car yellow in the future.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
I think there are some forms. There's just shenanigans. There are shenanigans atop shenanigans, which helped flip over the country and enter it violently from behind without dinner and a movie in 2007 when all the shit hit the fan and crashed or whatever the crash was. And, of course, then we bailed them out inexplicably.
I don't know why we did that. Why would we bail them out?
Too big to fail. Remember? Too big to fail.
Yeah.
If you let them fail, the entire economy of the world will collapse. And blah, 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 blah.
And they let it fail in Iceland and nothing happened.
Exactly.
Except it's Iceland. Like, what do they do?
Well,
there
is that.
There's nothing.
But I don't know. I still think we should let the fuckers fail. And jails should have been gone to. For all the shenanigans that go on, but they pay a fine. It's such a joke.
You know what we could do to make room for them for the jails? We could just let out all the nonviolent drug offenders.
Well, I can't do that. But I forgot what I was gonna say. But they should
all go to jail or be executed. I forget what you said.
they have bought and sold even a lot of Democrats.
And, God damn it.
Look at how many Democrats voted. They had to have Democrat support to pass that steaming pile of shit last night.
Did you see Stuart Smalley get interviewed and talking about like the spending bill and how he kind of hated it? It was kind of funny today. He was being interviewed by the effete liberal MSNBC team.
Well, he's still got a vote on it, right? I thought it's now going to the Senate.
Yeah. He said that there was a few good things in there for Minnesota, but he talked about something called the Dodd-Frank.
It's the rollbacks on Dodd-Frank. This is kind of the shit with these derivatives that it's basically saying, you know, here, Wall Street, do what you want. And one of these provisions, and it's just sneaky and underhanded and typically Republican. They, at the last minute, slipped some of these bullshit riders in on a bill that had to pass. It has to pass in order for the government to keep moving. There was a gun to the head of the nation, and these fuck faces at the last minute, without allowing a lot of debate or any bullshit, slipped in these things and were like, here, take it.
Yeah. Joe Scarborough referred to them as fuck faces as well.
10 times the amount of individual contributions can be made now for rich people donating to politicians, to political campaigns. It's been 10 times they made it. Instead, when the public overwhelmingly says, you know, we need to get a handle on this campaign reform, finance reform shit, these fuckers are lavishing the starfish of their corporate overlords and saying, oh, here. No. We're going to make it easier for you to give us more money and to buy us.
Good God.
John Boehner throwing his orange legs up into the air and saying, here, fuck me.
Oh, gross. Oh, that's horrible. You know, we just need someone to... Who's it going to be? What voice is going to come forward for the people and say, listen, we're tired of things sucking so much. How do we keep it from not sucking?
Well, there's,
you know what I mean?
There's a couple.
It's not a good time.
You know, Bernie Sanders is doing it, but there's a lot, and Elizabeth Warren is doing it, but a lot of Democrats think they're fringe. They're crazy. They're the they're people on the right look at Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders like we look at Louis Gohmert and Michelle Bachmann, that they're the crazy of the crazies.
That's impossible.
You know.
That's impossible.
But that they're the craziest of the crazies.
God, nobody's crazier than Louis Gohmert, man. Shit, that's nuts.
That's very, very true.
Do you think Al Franken is bought and sold, or can we trust him because he's living off that fat Saturday Night Live cash?
Well, I think the system, the way it is now, is so fucked that you can't help but be bought and sold to get to that level and to stay at that level. I think they probably have, even Obama, I'm sure, flaming ultra-liberal when he was down in the communities as a community advisor or whatever, and was, even when he was a senator, didn't he have the biggest liberal vote count in all the Senate when they grade the senators on their how liberal and how conservative? He was like, you know, down with Che Guevara.
Yeah. It's funny you were mentioning his the volunteering and when he was working in the communities. That's what the Republicans, remember when he ran for president, they tried to make it sound like Barack Obama was just sitting around.
Yeah, that was a bad thing. It was a bad thing trying to
communities
try to help your community organize so for their voices to be heard for poor and disenfranchised communities to try to organize and participate in the democracy, and they were shitting on him for that.
Right. He was senator, and then on top of that, he went to really fancy school. He's fine. He's qualified to be president, and he's white.
Yes.
maybe that'll help.
Do you want to listen to a little bit of Elizabeth Warren?
Oh, shit, yes.
Before we go, I want to see what this triangulation thing fucking means anyway that they're talking about.
That's how they track you with your cell phone.
I mean, I don't know what this means.
Triangulation. Is it like, you know?
Yeah, I would have to
like
read.
Like a radar thing?
I would have to read a really. This it doesn't really.
Don't read. TLDR.
Yeah, too long, don't read. It really doesn't have a quick. I think
there's no pictures.
Yeah, who knows what's going on. Anyway, so but
not one infographic.
There's a split among the Democrats. There were a significant number. Maxine Waters was lobbying last night in the House, and there was another congressperson that they interviewed who was also saying, you know, the same thing Pelosi said, I'm not voting for this. But enough fucking Democrats caved in, and the goddamn White House wanted this. Obama and Biden, shame on him, and everyone at the White House was making phone calls yesterday to Democrats to get them to vote for this piece of shit.
No, Biden hated it. They had to lock him in the closet. He's beating on the door. Don't do it. Don't do it.
So they were calling it a revolt yesterday. The congressional Democrats were revolting against the president.
Well, I mean, shit, man. Just because you're of the same party doesn't mean you have to vote along party lines. You have to agree with him.
Oh, well, yeah, if you're a totalitarian, if you're, you know, yes, you do.
Why is he behind this spending bill, Barack? Does he just want to get something done?
I can't tell you because...
Just don't do anything then.
I don't get it either. Is this triangulation they're talking about that he's trying to... the White House, opposed to the measures, urged Democrats to back the bill regardless. Thursday night shed light not just on Democrats' willingness to stomach policy concessions, but also on their new divide over tactics. The prevailing concern among progressives on and off the Hill was the latest battle was a preview of an Obama-era style of triangulation in which the White House would craft policy with the hopes of pinching off the support of moderate Republicans. That's not going to happen.
God, yeah, okay, wait, are we against this triangulation?
That's not going to happen. You're assuming that there's rational people involved.
There's not. There's not rational people involved. There are people that sit around all day and pray to sky gods, and they, who did that guy, Louis Gohmert, who did that Louis Gohmert hire to give the invocation before some official government meeting, some lunatic?
Oh, that anti-gay, anti-Muslim, anti-Jew preacher, mega church ninny from Texas, I'm sure.
He's anti-everything. It's easier. You know what it's easier? Just say you're pro-white.
Yeah.
That's like at Subway. You don't have to tell me what you don't want. Tell me what you want.
Robert Jeffress delivered the opening prayer. And it was creepy as fuck. There was no doubt to be had in that this is an endorsement of a specific deity.
How did they get the microphone under his Klan hood?
Right. So that's the headline over on the Huffington Post. We'll get to Elizabeth Warren in a second. Let's see what's on the Drudge Report. Over on the Drudge Report.
Tell me about the Wabbits, George.
I'm affixing my drool cup. The headline says, Selma director calls Sony emails disgusting, sickening, and sad.
Okay, that's the biggest story. That's the biggest story. You know, I think today, don't you think we could have another torture report headline? I mean, isn't that still the biggest story?
Yeah, the Sony hack is a big deal. It's one of the biggest, if not the one. I mean, just a massive corporate hack. And they've been releasing. I read an article yesterday that said that the more that these guys kind of release this information that they're putting out, the easier it is to kind of pinpoint where they're from. I don't know. I don't know about cybersecurity and shit.
Oh my God.
But they've been putting out, you know, they started like putting out emails and addresses of people. Then they said, pull that movie or we're going to do this. And then I guess they released like health records. they've released all kinds of shit.
Oh my God.
They released all this data of who gets paid, what and where. They released a shitload of emails. And there's that one email where it's, isn't it some executive talking about Angelina Jolie, how she's untalented?
Untalented.
There's also...
Angelina Jolie is a great actress. That is stupid.
Yeah.
Don't you think she's good?
So I guess there was an email between producer Scott Rudin and Sony Pictures Entertainment co-chair Amy Pascal that were made public. They, in the exchange in question, Pascal and Rudin traded quips about President Obama's movie tastes.
Uh-oh. What is Obama like? What's he into?
Which the two speculated might run toward the likes of Django Unchained, 12 Years a Slave, The Butler, and comedies of Kevin Hart.
Oh, not Kevin Hart. Listen, if I find out that Obama likes the comedies of Kevin Hart, I will take to the street. I am not having a president that likes Kevin Hart's comedy. No offense to Kevin Hart, but good fucking God, really? Kevin Hart! You know what? If Ted Koppel were to interview Barack Obama, you know who he would say his favorite comic is? Doug Stanhope. What do you think about that? Yeah. He would never say that.
Yeah, so obviously the president would prefer every movie about black people.
Oh, yes.
Because that's all black people.
They left some out. Why not Amistad?
Wow. So the director of Selma, who was Ava DuVernay, was nominated for Golden Globe for Best Director for Selma.
Big deal.
The first black woman to receive that nomination. And she was talking about these emails that surfaced. She said, I have two words, sickening and sad. That's all I have to say.
Is that the headline
on Drudge?
Yeah, who gives a shit? By the way, what's sickening and sad? The content or that Sonny was hacked?
You know what I think it is. It's, oh, look at Hollywood. Look at evil Hollywood. When they're not there sticking their dicks in each other's butts, they're just as racist as everybody else.
Yeah. Do you have the email of where the lady said she didn't like Angelina Jolie's acting? I'm just curious to see what they said. I mean, why? What's wrong with what she does? What kind of sick fuck do you have to be to not think, oh, yeah, she's good? Don't you think she's a good actress?
I think she's a really good actress.
What the fuck?
I haven't had a problem.
That's Sony. Who has opinions over there? Good God.
No, they said she was a spoiled brat.
Oh, yeah. She's no Ariana Grande.
Angelina Jolie came face to face with Amy Pascal. Oh, the same one. This Amy Pascal's all over the fucking email. She needs to get to work.
Right. Oh, yeah. A little too much chatter.
The Sony exec involved in a rude email back and forth exchange with producer Scott Rudin. Same guy. The infamous email exchange saw Rudin called Angelina Jolie a minimally talented, spoiled brat.
Oh, come on. They just don't like her. Minimally talented. I mean, I guess I need to let this go. Who gives a shit?
So,
God, that's crazy.
There you go.
Minimally talented. Who the fuck is this person that she knows about acting? All these executives.
Scott Rudin. It was Scott Rudin, dude.
Well, who is Scott Rudin? Is he a suit?
He is a... How does a Bieber story pop up here all of a sudden?
Well, because we talk about him all the time, and probably your fucking cookies are set to beam.
Oh, God. I feel the need to purge.
The computer thinks you're a 12-year-old girl.
He's a producer. He's a movie producer.
Okay. He's an asshole. He makes movies, but he didn't know from acting.
Oh, yeah. He's a mogul.
Please.
He's a dickwad.
Fuck off.
He's a suit.
He probably
would love to read our script.
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
please,
Mr. Rudin, if you're listening.
Mr. Rudin, I'm a big fan of everything you've done in the industry.
I think she's
really
untalented.
Really kind of changed it. Yeah. Oh, yes. No, that was some other guy.
She's vapid and untalented.
Oh, Angelina Jolie is just atrocious.
Horrible.
I don't get it, you know?
Go to our Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. There's lots of stuff going on there. Facebook.com/crabdiving. Some cool memes, some interesting cartoons. A lot going on. God, this cop stuff, man. So much of this cop stuff. Did you hear? There's a new one. There's a guy who is a military policeman who came. I guess they were arresting his friend or something. He's like, "What's going on?" And they're, you know, he was reaching into, they wanted to ID himself, and he was reaching into his pocket to pull out his military police ID, and they beat the shit out of him.
Oh, he's alive?
They cuffed him and beat him.
Oh.
And then they lied in an official report about there being body cam evidence.
Oh, my God. Well, God, jeez.
Orlando, Florida.
Oh, come on.
Police officers being scrutinized after he illegally arrested and beat a military veteran. Actually, the entire Orlando Police Department is now being investigated.
Oh, wow.
Along with Orlando Police Officer William Escobar. Fuck you.
Yeah, William. You're a jerk off.
When it was discovered that they purposely withheld evidence from the state's attorney's office.
Oh, shit. Is that against the law, even for white people?
Oh, yeah. Even cops are supposed to, you know, not lie and shit. Or, well, it's legal to lie to you. You know that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please, me. Look at me. I'm just an asshole in Crocs. I'm a stupid fucking hippie.
Listen to this. Officers responded. This happened back in March. Officers responded to a disturbance call. The police claimed they could, quote, smell marijuana in the air.
Oh. Hey, Orlando cops, eat a dick. That's not cool.
One of the responding officers, Officer Williams, said, I am familiar with the odor of cannabis due to my training. Due to my training and experience in street level drugs.
I have so many thoughts. What is that training like? Is someone like, this is the smell of cannabis?
An investigation determined there was never any marijuana at the scene.
I practiced smelling cannabis.
The officer also claimed, this is not the officer who beat the guy. This is another one who was at the scene. Said okay. He saw, listen to this. I saw the silhouette of a handgun. In the pocket of one of the suspects.
The silhouette of a handgun in a pocket.
There's no. Yeah, he might have had a boner.
It doesn't make sense.
No handgun. There was no handgun. But
How shocking.
So they're saying that the officer said that while they were illegally arresting this other guy for. What looked like a shadow of a handgun in his pocket. That they said another guy at the scene, Rufus Jerome Holloway, charged at them with his hands in his pockets. Because, you know, that's how you charge somebody.
He was charging at me full speed with his hands in his pockets.
What he was doing, all the witnesses at the scene... have said, although I think we've found out that doesn't really seem to even matter. But all the witnesses at the scene said that Holloway had his hands up and was trying to show his military ID to police officers so that he could ask why his cousin was being, it was his cousin who was being arrested. That's when the officer drew his gun and aimed it at Holloway, followed with a front kick to the military policeman's abdomen.
What? How are we training these cops? Maybe there's a problem with something. There must be something going on.
But Holloway caught the kick.
Yeah.
And he said when he saw that the officer was starting to lose his balance, he let go. So he grabbed the guy's leg. I'm sure the officer is screaming, he's assaulting me. Ah, he's lucky he didn't get killed.
I mean, they're hiring the wrong people to be cops. It should go like this. If you want to be a cop, they shouldn't let you be a cop. They should pull somebody like you or me out of the world of internet radio and make us be cops, because we won't do it. I'm not kicking anyone in the fucking abdomen, okay?
The officer then sprayed an entire canister of tear gas in the guy's face.
A whole canister?
Along with another innocent bystander who had nothing to do with any of the events, was just standing there watching.
Yeah, serves you right, dummy. Serves you right for existing.
Once on the ground, the officer was handcuffing Holloway, and then started punching him and kicking him in the back of the head while Holloway was yelling, I'm a cop, you understand, you stupid motherfucker. The cop was yelling at him while he's kicking him in the back of the head. I'm a cop, you understand, you stupid motherfucker.
No, listen, we all understand what you guys are, especially after the last few months or so. We get it.
Holloway was saying, I didn't touch you. The state's attorneys dropped all charges against Holloway, the guy that got beaten, once the video surfaced, because it contradicts everything in the official police story. When prosecutors saw the body cam video, they realized that the cop had written sworn testimony that there was no body cam video.
Oh, man. Wow.
Now, listen to this. Like you said... why are these people still doing this? Officer Escobar has been investigated 8 times.
Oh, that's it?
For similar actions.
For the same fucking thing.
Now, of course, he's been cleared.
Oh, yeah.
Eight times. Because there's been no camera.
Yeah, he's friends with a buddy down at the apartment that clears him.
Yeah.
It's just fucked up.
It's out of control. And there was a great meme. I think we put it up on our Facebook that something that Jon Stewart said. And it's true. You know, these people on the right screaming, well, you hate cops. You hate cops. You hate America. You hate law. You hate Jesus. If you don't think that they should be able to beat the hell out of these black people and kill them. And Jon Stewart said, you can truly grieve for every officer who's been lost in the line of duty in this country and still be troubled by cases of police overreach. Those two ideas are not mutually exclusive. You can have a great regard for law enforcement and still want them to be held to high standards.
And what that means for people that are walking around in the world, we just don't want to get shot or beat to death or tear gassed.
Yeah,
they emptied a whole canister of tear gas on somebody just standing there.
And one of these guys recently, one of these cops was out there. Another one was being interviewed about one of his other jack boots that beat the snot out of somebody or killed somebody or whatever. And one of these police chiefs said, well, you know, I understand there's a lot going on here. And there's some stuff I saw that's disturbing in the video. Disturbing, by the way. He said, yeah, so, you know, the officers have been placed on leave, paid leave, by the way.
It's a vacation.
And the guy goes, the cop says, but, you know, this is the fucking terrifying clarion of the right that these sheeple keep saying in all these comments. You know, if he had just complied from the beginning, none of this would have happened.
But we don't have to, because if you don't, you can't just stop people on the street and make them do shit.
You can. How dare you? And most of these things that happen, it's because you're challenging the authority of these cocksuckers. They get pissed off because you have the audacity to challenge something they say. You don't. They tell you to snap. You don't snap because you don't have to.
I mean, it's not just a matter of people being stubborn and saying, well, you know, just why can't you just comply? Just relax. No. It's scary. Because it's our law enforcement that seems to not have a grasp of our rights. And they're supposed to protect us. It's scary.
Yeah, shoot first. And the training. Shoot first, ask questions later.
I mean, fuck that. A bunch of... God.
And then by the statistics, did you see this? They talk about, well, it's the most dangerous job in the world. There was one of those memes out there that showed, like, police aren't even in the top 20 as far as injuries and danger on the job of real jobs.
Right. You're the one heavily armed with a bulletproof vest, with a tear gas, with a tank, with the automatic weapon, with a fucking, all your crazy shit.
Right.
I'm just walking down the street with a hoodie and some really dangerous fucking Skittles.
And guess what? If somebody's mentally ill and waving a penknife around,
yes.
You know what? It is your job to put yourself in danger and maybe get nicked by that fucking penknife to try to get that person to help. To walk up and go, ooh, it's live Call of Duty. Fuck yeah. Safety off. Bang, ba-bang, ba-bang, ba-bang.
What color is he?
Well, the black ones, I mean.
Oh, yeah. See, I told you, video games are bad. Do you think that's why the cops are so trigger-happy? Are they desensitized by games like Call of Duty?
Well, no, I think that's the type that is being attracted to be police these days.
I think you're right.
Is the big roided up thugs that some of them are thank you for your service, they're veterans, but they don't have the personality type. Patrolling Fallujah is different from patrolling some suburb in America. Yeah. It's very, very different.
And it should be, you know, that's why we don't need our cops militarized. It kind of, you know, it kind of turns into Fallujah when your cops are abusive and then they have fucking tanks and armored vehicles and stuff.
And this morning on the Morning Wood with Rick Wood, 8 to 10 a.m. every weekday morning. Then it reruns at 9 p.m. at night, so you can get your Morning Wood at night.
Big Star Wars segment today.
There was a big Star Wars segment, and they also talked about this Illinois law. They did, however, go to Alex Jones's site to get the information. To get the information, they intentionally went there.
Okay.
But I they may have been buying a little. There was an egregious law passed in Illinois, and I looked this. Trust me, I'm on this shit because this whole photographing cops thing is one of my things that I just think everybody should be photographing everybody all the motherfucking time to keep everybody right. honest.
And I'm on cam.
And they did. Illinois had one of the most just heinous laws up to this time that the police were trying to keep people from taping them using this weird wiretapping, this really kind of draconian wiretapping law they had in Illinois. Well, this new law kind of rolled that back a little bit, but also people were screaming that it makes it illegal for you to film cops in public, and it doesn't. It can't do that because there's actually precedent. The Supreme Court decided that police specifically in the line of duty out in public cannot have a reasonable expectation of privacy, and that therefore you can absolutely still take right. and film the popo in public.
Okay. Okay, okay, officer, I'm trying to explain all that to you while you're beating the shit out of me.
Oh, no, well, that's the thing. Yeah, and that's what's all over YouTube. And people on the right are getting angry about some of these guys and because they think they're agitators, that they're provoking the police. And in a way, they are. But if them being willing to get arrested for videotaping in front of a courthouse, which is 1,000% legal.
Yeah.
Or videotaping a prison, which is legal. If you can see it from a public road, it's legal to tape it. But these guys go out and they intentionally stand there and take pictures until the popo rides up on them. And then they wrestle with the whole rights thing. And sometimes they lose and they go to jail.
Right. And That's atrocious.
But they end up winning. I mean, they end up winning. That's where this one. Here's another policy. They're saying, well, you should just comply and then complain.
No.
So you should allow yourself to be thrown in jail, taken away, for no reason.
And you got to get bailed out.
Except by some. No, they don't charge you with anything. They take you. They throw you in jail. They realize they can't charge you with shit, and they just let you go.
Or they call your house, or the guy calls the house, the son picks up, and he's like, listen, there's $850 in the sock drawer. Don't say anything to your mother. Bring it down to the
how dare you.
Police department.
Bring up a story from my past.
That is awesome, though. I love it. I'm like, hello, shut up. Don't say anything. There's $800 in the sock drawer.
No, there was more. It was take 800.
Was it really?
Take 800 from the sock drawer. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of shenanigans were going on in that house,
everywhere.
Man.
Oh yeah. Where do you keep your money? Sock drawer?
I know. It clinks around in the bowl near the front door. You've heard it. That's where my worldly assets are.
I hide my fortune in the bowl where I
throw my keys. Yeah.
All right.
Let's listen to a little bit of hope. Elizabeth Warren. Let's listen to her, a little bit of her talking.
Oh, she should be throwing things and screaming.
Oh, she's really, really not happy. And here is a little bit of what she had to say about this heinous Citigroup thing. Here's Elizabeth Warren. Senator from Massachusetts.
Mr. President, yesterday I came to the floor to call on House Democrats to withhold their support from the omnibus spending bill until one provision is removed. The provision was slipped in at the last minute to benefit Wall Street. In fact, it was written by lobbyists for Citicorp. That provision means big money for a few big banks. It would let derivatives traders on Wall Street gamble with taxpayer money. And when it all blows up, require the government to bail them out. Just to be clear, I want to read the title of the part of the law that will be repealed if this provision is not stripped out of the omnibus. The title: Prohibition Against Federal Government Bailouts of Swamps Entities.
So her point is that they're going to get rid of the prohibition for these this bullshit derivatives kind of crap. And it was slipped in just in the middle of the night, basically.
Lying a finger to the side of his nose.
And it's totally caving over to just Wall Street, who got us in the mess in the fucking first place. And her point is that the right is so against those bailouts. Remember that? They were against them, even though George Bush started them. Those are details and facts.
Shut up.
Don't dazzle them with that. Mm. But that those giant bailouts, the right screams and decries them. Yet here they are lubing us up and slipping one in without us even noticing, getting a second finger in there without us even giving permission.
Always ask first before the second, third, or fourth finger.
That's right.
Come on. That sucks. She seems gobsmacked.
Well, she should be. I mean, it's ridiculous that they... It's just insidious. And God, I was reading about they did shit like that in Illinois. They did shit in Michigan, in all these states. What is with this bullshit of these secret deals and a vote? Well, all of a sudden you vote, you don't even know what the fuck you're voting for. And then I heard that the leadership, John Boehner, etc., the orange Oompa Loompa man who cries a lot, that they, in an information packet to the cats that they're trying to herd of the GOP for this bill.
The information packet.
Because you know they're not going to read it. It's like 1,600 pages.
No.
So,
No. You're talking about the people in the House of Representatives?
Right.
They're not reading that shit.
They don't have time for that.
Really? Time? Fuck off time. They don't have the... What grade level do you think a lot of these fuckers read at?
Yeah, that's
true. I mean, what could it be?
So, so Elizabeth Warren was pissed about that. Here's a little bit more of what she has to say.
To Republican leaders in the House, I would ask this. You say you're against bailouts on Wall Street. I've heard you say it again and again for 5 years. So why in the world are you spending your time and your energy fighting for a provision written by Citigroup lobbyists that would increase the chance of future bailouts? Why, in the last minute, as you head out the door and a spending bill must be passed, are you making it a priority to do Wall Street's bidding? Who do you work for, Wall Street or the American people?
Fuck yeah. Who do you work for, motherfuckers?
Yeah. I hope she... Does she have people that, like, watch her and stuff?
I hope she's got a Kevlar vest on and...
Oh, my God.
You said yesterday, a taster, right? She needs a food taster.
Well, you suggested that. I would do that. I mean, you know. That one... But see, it's easy until you have that one real bad day at work.
Right. That's kind of a zero sum thing. Yeah.
It doesn't go particularly the way you want it to. It's like, shit.
But it passed.
Yeah.
It passed. Now it's in the Senate, and I don't know what's going on today. I was reading other shit and stuff today, but God, it's the next 2 years are going to be horrible until 2016 when hopefully the country wakes the fuck up and things swing a little bit bluer again. It's just going to be a Neanderthal horrific couple of years coming from the right.
What's the worst that's happened in the recent... I mean, I guess, I don't know, the last few months, I guess the worst thing has to be kind of the torture report, or is it Ferguson, that kid getting killed? It's just hard to... hard to wrap your mind around, like, all the bullshit and shenanigans that are going on. It's hard to wrap my mind by the listen to all these stories about the police force.
Yeah.
Where's Obama appointing why don't we have a fucking commission for this shit? Or do we have
Well, that we have a little good news on that front, actually.
Yeah.
The story, I don't think it's come out yet, but it'll be dropping soon on our social media, that the have a seat. You're going to need to.
Okay.
Congress did something.
Shut up.
And they did something that we like.
Fuck off.
They actually passed a bill that will require states to require the popo.
Yes.
To keep a little tally of all the people they off. Surprisingly, there aren't stats because there are no requirements. There are no regulations that people have to keep track of all of these and report all of these deaths.
Well, what are they reporting if they
like
aren't reporting
federally
that?
Or whatever? Huh?
God, they don't see us as any. I mean, the police just don't see people as people. That's all there is to that.
Right.
They don't even care. They don't even care how many people they kill.
So now, at least, they're to try to start to bring some accountability to this process. They are required, and they think Obama's going to sign it. It passed, and they require the states to at least say, you know, oh, we killed this many this year.
I mean,
and that, well, at least is, you know, maybe it'll help identify the problem. But then there are other.
That bores me. There's not one guy there with a spreadsheet.
And there's hope. You know, I think Wisconsin, as horrible as Scott Walker is and everything, they do have, I'm pretty sure it's Wisconsin, has one of the, it might not be Wisconsin, whatever fucking state, there's a state that now has taken the prosecution or the grand jury process away from local prosecutors and put them into the state's attorney's office. So in other words, the local prosecutor whose job it is to work with the police.
Well, you know that from Law and Order.
Right. They work together.
Yes.
To solve crimes and to whatever the hell the thing says.
Sam Waterston and God, Jerry Orbach. I'm just going through trying to think about who's my favorite cast of Law and Order. Jerry Orbach is my favorite cop that was on there, but I don't know.
But they've
I'm
been
trying to think who my favorite assistant district attorney was, and I don't know.
I can't.
Who gives a fuck?
I've never watched an episode, I gotta be honest with you.
Maybe
I should get into that sometime.
Now. He's sending people to beat the shit out of you just for saying that.
But they're in this state, they took it away because of shenanigans and because of the inherent conflict of interest, which we saw played out beautifully in fucking Ferguson. The local prosecutor, an ex-cop himself, who had, I think, his father killed in the line of duty, who works closely with the police. It's his job to work with the police to help catch the bad guys and send them away. You don't put that guy in charge of catching a bad cop.
No.
And
I mean, we do.
So now,
we love that.
Right. So now it's slowly starting to happen in some of these states after this bullshit. So maybe some good is coming out of this. That they are starting to say, well, let's take away this local prosecution because it's inherently a conflict of interest and put it in the hands of the state. So if a cop kills a guy, it goes right to the state's attorney to investigate and do a grand jury where there's no relationship there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And how many of these scenarios are we going to have play out after everybody has to wear these body cams? Oh, the battery just died right before I shot this guy 18 times in the face.
Well, that's what this guy said. There was no, oh, there's no cam. There's no cam footage. And then suddenly somewhere some camera footage shows up.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know how that happened. They must not be good at erasing shit. They're doing that too. If you go on photographyisnotacrime.com. There's a lot of instances where cops are grabbing cell phones and just deleting shit. If you take them.
Yeah, but You can buy apps that when you take a picture, it shoots it right up into the cloud.
Yeah, there's a couple of apps that immediately archive your stuff up to the cloud. So even if they physically delete it from your phone, it's still not gone. And most of these guys are, Luddites. So they just know how to delete something. And there's also ways that if you don't use your phone a lot, if you find your video has been deleted or something like that, there are ways to get to retrieve it. As long as you haven't used your phone a lot and rewritten over the data or whatever.
Great.
If that happens, don't use your phone a lot. Find out from somebody. You can go to Photography Is Not a Crime. They have all the information there on what you can do with different phones and how to retrieve the data that might get deleted. It's so sad that we have to think about this and we have to do this. I feel like I need a tinfoil hat on my head. But my timeline on the fucking Facebook today is a cop beating up somebody. Cop shoots somebody. Cop beats up somebody. It's like... It's
all of a sudden, it's as if America just kind of woke up and were like, holy shit, they're actually beating the shit out of all of us.
Right, right.
They just didn't know. Yeah. We just didn't know maybe how widespread it was, or maybe it's Twitter. Who the fuck knows? So, whatever.
We could take a little break, regroup here, play a little bit of music. Let's see, what have we got here?
Play that Ray Sterling. You still have that?
I do. Good. The
what do you want?
It's a Trouble Me
from
Ray Sterling.
Something like that.
We'll play another song. Maybe we'll. You know what? We'll play Ray Sterling second. Let's play that Holly Near song. We played that 2 days ago. I'm Not Afraid.
Yeah.
The Humanist Atheist.
The Morning Wood sent me some more music.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that in the shared drive.
Oh,
in
really?
Our Commie Pinko shared socialistic drive.
Look at us. We're a shared society. We're a bunch of fucking hippies sitting around in Crocs.
When we come, I have my my Duck Dynasty Snuggies on, actually.
Really?
When they're not Duck Dynasty, they're just camouflage. Yeah. But they are.
You can get a Duck Dynasty. Hey, let me know what you need. Let me know what you need in terms of Duck Dynasty, because there's a store down the street, you might have heard of it, called Walmart. They have every Duck Dynasty thing you can imagine. They got snuggies, they got scarves, they got beach towels, they got party hats. If you want to have a Duck Dynasty-themed birthday party because you're a tremendous fuckface, go down to Walmart. They'll set you up.
We have camouflage sticks you can beat homosexuals with.
Oh, yes. Oh, we have plenty of those.
And self-lighting crosses.
Right. And by the way, we also make duck calls. That's our big thing. Make duck calls.
Which qualifies them to go around and opine on public policy.
That's a problem with reality television shit. God. And by the way, I listened to a replay of yesterday's show where Brent Paris referenced Mob Wives.
Yes.
And I thought he said Mogwai. And then I proceeded to talk about Gremlins for the next 10 minutes.
Yes, you did.
Made me sound insane.
Blame it on the internet.
Okay. Fuck you, Al Gore.
Fuck you, Al Gore. I've got, when we come back, we're going to take a little break here. It's a little late break, but who gives a fuck? We've got a little Rick Perry. Getting awesome. Ready, the clown car is starting to fill up for 2016.
Rick Perry's like, I got a manscape.
They're putting on their giant shoes and climbing in.
Right.
I've got a Rick Perry clip that's too good to not talk about.
To get ready, he's spending all week training at Inward Head Camp.
He is. This isn't a big one. We can talk about this right now. You heard what Scott Walker said, right? Or
no,
what surfaced about... It's not something he said. It's something he wrote a few years
gay?
Ago. He wrote... somebody found a letter he wrote to a Jewish constituent, and I think it had to do with... They were asking to put a menorah up in the state courthouse or something when he was the county attorney or something like that. It was years ago.
I think I heard Alex Wagner talking.
Yeah, but he said it back. And John Stewart's just been brutalizing the poor guy for it. Poor guy, he's a dick. He said, something like, we'd be happy to, you know, include a menorah. Best wishes to you this holiday season, Molotov.
Okay, quit being an asshole. He tried.
And I know. That's why part of me is like, well, I guess the guy was trying. But I would Google.
Stupid.
I would Google it and make sure that it was Mazel Tov. And then Mazel Tov, they even said, it's not really the kind of thing you say, like, Merry Christmas. Like, it's something you say when you're, some people get married, like, congratulations, you know, or when you're giving a toast.
I'm nestled in the redneck Riviera around, like, you know, there's white people here and it's no Jewish people, but I know it's not Molotov.
You shouldn't fault that nice Scott Walker for reaching out and trying to be Jewy.
Yeah, I mean, he's the leader of those people. The least he could do is not sound like a dickhead in his email.
right.
I mean, really, fuck that. I lose my mind if I see an email I sent out and I'm like, oh God, that looks so stupid. I it bothers me.
And if you don't know the correct usage of a word, or if you're not sure, you don't use it.
Use it anyway. Use it anyway.
You don't use Molotov. Molotov. Here, like have a flaming bottle of gasoline.
Yeah. What was that email like before he proofread it? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you think
dear
someone,
Jew.
I don't give a shit. I never proofread my emails. Who's going to look at those? And here we are with Molotov, you stupid asshole.
That was kind of funny. Just shit on him a little bit there.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Walker, well-deserving. Speaking of the clown car.
Running for president?
Oh, there's a lot of people talking about Scott Walker.
Oh, shut up.
A lot of people talking about Scott Walker. So we'll be back. Also, there was a word that Donald Trump.
Molotov.
Donald Trump may again pretend that he's going to run for president for like 10 minutes so he can get some free publicity. He went to Iowa recently and is giving speeches or some shit.
Happy Molotov.
So there must be a new season of that ridiculous show of his coming up so he can try to draw up some free ad time.
He's a dickhead. I really
He's a know, really scumbag, yeah.
Stupid. He's a birther,
he's
correct?
He's a birther. A birther.
You dumbass.
We'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to the mellifluous tones of Holly Near first with I'm Not Afraid, and then a little Ray Sterling with Trumblebee. Go fill your glasses. Go empty your bladders. Go do what you need to do. Come back. More crab diving after the...
Molotov.
I ain't afraid of your Yahweh. I ain't afraid of your Allah. I ain't afraid. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. And I ain't afraid of your churches. I ain't afraid of your temples. I ain't afraid of your praying. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. Hands rise up, find the higher power, free up from fear, will devour you. Children, I'm afraid of what you do in the name.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it's Friday on Crab Diving. You are listening to us live. If it's 3:23 p.m. on the West Coast, or 6:07 p.m., whatever the hell time it is, out on the fucking Eastern type coast. If it's not that time, you're listening to a rerun of this great show. We have a crabathon during the week, during the weekend.
Oh, yes.
We have we run Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I think, in a couple of blocks over through the weekend and rerun a bunch of other shows. So if you missed your crabs and you want to just stick a needle in your arm and lay back and listen to 8 hours of us in a row, yeah, you could do that sometime over the weekend streaming live.
My mother is quoted as saying that she's happy that her son's media empire is named after an STD.
Well, crab diving. It's also named after a crustacean.
Just kidding.
Not a crustacean. Or is it a crustacean? Is it a,
I don't know.
Is it a mollusk? It's not a mollusk.
You know, my cousin has a degree in marine biology. I could have him call in 323-601-LIBS.
For your marine biology moment.
What is a crab is a crustacean.
It's a crustacean. Yeah. Somebody
by
who...
I'm sorry, but I was talking to my mother, and I told you I was making that... vegan gingerbread house.
Yes, I saw pictures on your Facebook.
Oh yeah.
Was it? Yeah, it was your Facebook, right?
She told me it was for one of her friends at work. It was a big hit. They loved it. So I did a good job on that. I just wanted to brag.
Excellent.
So check out the pictures. I put some on Instagram, on our crab diving Instagram.
Crab diving Instagram. Check it out. I mean, if you went to, well, it doesn't matter. I can't think of a good segue. Rick Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Something
dumb.
Is running for president. I mean, he just is. He hasn't officially announced, but, you know, he got those glasses and everything. And he's been walking around trying to use big words.
Did any black people vote for him? Do you know any? I want to. If you're a black person that has ever voted for Rick Perry, 323-601-LIBS or at Crab Diving on Skype, because
Yeah, leave us a message if you're listening to a rerun. You can leave messages on our voicemail there at 323-601-5427.
Yeah, read it.
So Rick Perry did an interview. You know, he's, I guess there's nothing to do back in Texas. He's out already pretty much stomping around, just getting ready to run for president. So one of the reporters sat down and talked with him. And here is a little bit of Rick Perry talking about running for president.
Good God.
In 2016.
Moving out of the governor's mansion in January. But in the meantime, he's hosting top donors and supporters here for dinners to give them a sense of what his political future might be.
I think over the course of the last 2 years, people, they realize that what they saw in 2011 is certainly not the person they're looking at 2013, 2014, 2015.
The person that they saw in 2011, well, that's not the same, or 2000 before, it's a different person now.
He wants us to forget that?
In 2000.
He wants us to forget, oops.
That's not me.
That's not fair. You can do that. Let me explain something to you, Rick Perry. you can do that if you're a character on the soap Dallas. You know what I mean? You'd be like, that wasn't me. That was a dream. But if you're running for president, you can't do that. I'm sorry. You're the guy that said oops.
I want the people to know that bumbling fool you saw a few years ago, I'm not that guy anymore.
Right. I'm not the guy. I had a piece of property. I mean, I don't even own property. think about it. You named an asset in your financial portfolio inward.
Well, they inherited the asset.
Yeah, whatever. Named that.
So Rick Perry is saying, don't forget about that guy. Forget about this guy.
The third agency of government. Yeah, I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Rick Perry.
I mean, that's okay. He's just the only problem with him being a dingbat is that he wants to be in charge of like nuclear weapons.
Right. So
I don't want him in charge of nuclear weapons. Okay.
So here comes the best part. This question that this reporter asks. There's just so much to talk about. Listen to the next part here. Rick Perry being interviewed, by a newsy type person.
Are you smart enough to be president of the United States?
I think the standpoint of life's experiences, running for the presidency is not an IQ test.
Absolutely that. Fuck is he even saying?
Running for president is not an IQ test. Now, I'm sorry. First of all, if someone has to ask you if you're smart enough to be president of the United States, you're not. You're not. If that question is on the table, they're not. And then
you actually have to be so intelligent that you're kind of strange to talk to.
And then the answer is always yes. How is the answer to, are you smart enough to be president? Not immediately. Well, of course I am. How dare you ask me that question? But he goes, it's not an IQ test.
Hey, you're right. He is right. I mean, it's not. It's obviously not an IQ test. I mean, it should be.
I mean, shit, let's give him points for honesty, right? He's like, yeah. I'm a big dummy. But I have these
prom king.
But I have these glasses.
God, his big stupid jaw. He looks like a big dumb jock. Now he's got those goddamn metrosexual sort of hipster.
Yeah, listen to this again. First of all, she has to ask him if he's smart enough to be president. Let's think about this. If he were to fucking God forbid, flying spaghetti monster forbid, that this guy were absolutely somehow through a miracle were to win the presidency, there is tape of someone asking him, are you sure you're smart enough to be president?
What's he going to do at Camp David? Hey, Rick, get to go to a camp that doesn't have a racial slur in the title. Yeah. That's going to be weird, right?
Can we change it to Redskin or?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's so dumb.
So here's again. I backed it up a little. You got to hear.
Are you smart enough to be president of the United States?
I think the standpoint of life's experiences. Running for the presidency is not an IQ test. It is a test of an individual's resolve. It's a test of an individual's philosophy. It's a test of an individual's life's experiences. And I think Americans are really ready for a leader that will give them a great hope about the future.
Americans are really ready for a leader that's going to give them great hope about the future and is dumb as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. We just all need to fuck off. I mean, really. This is what it's come to. If this is what people want, I don't know what to tell you. It's not. What? Wait a second. It's like we need to slap everybody around and be like, yeah. We want the smartest guy. One of the smartest guys, at least, should be present.
But there's that weird anti-intellectual streak. Look at how they tried to do it to Obama. He's an intellectual.
Some Harvard lawyer. That's what they said.
When they're all
some Harvard lawyer.
Meanwhile, they're all Harvard lawyers. By the way, Ted fucking Cruz,
right,
was the head of the debate society at fucking Harvard.
Wait, they're all Harvard lawyers.
I read an article about
Mike Perry. Is he a lawyer?
Oh yeah, he might be.
Did he go to? Where did he go to college? I'm not disparaging the guy.
Why not? He just said it doesn't matter if you're dumb.
But I'm not the governor. Where did he go to college?
He just said it doesn't matter if you're dumb to be president. Basically, it's not an IQ test. It's not an IQ test. His parents were Democrats, but, you know, let's do the math. They were Democrats back when George Wallace was flinging himself in front of a door to keep the black people from going into schools.
Yeah.
George Wallace was also a Democrat at the same time Rick Perry's parents were Democrats.
God, it blows my mind that how is he raising money to run for president? Who's giving him money for this? I mean, who would invest in that guy?
He went to Texas A&M. He was a member of the Corps of Cadets. He was a member of the Alpha Gamma Rho Frat.
Oh, great. Perfect.
He was elected senior class social secretary. That means that he got the booze and the poon for everybody.
Oh, wait. He was a social secretary.
Yeah, he ran the parties.
Why is he in politics? Hey, dumbass, get a stupid job at some horrible insurance agency and
he has
make a shitload of money.
He has a degree, a Bachelor of Science in animal science.
Those poor animals. Animal science.
Upon graduation in 72, he was commissioned to the Air Force, completed pilot training in 74. He was assigned. I didn't know he was a pilot. He was assigned as a C-130 pilot.
What's that? Big old fucking plane?
That's one of those big cargo planes.
Well, listen, okay, maybe he can fly that, but did not remember a third of his whole platform to be president.
Oops.
Imagine if you're some asshole white Texan and like, oh, God, you're listening to this guy give a speech. It's like he just forgot a third of his whole platform. I just gave him $300,000.
I don't think he's a lawyer. I don't think he's a lawyer. I think he's one of the few non-lawyers.
What's his profession? What does he do?
Upon graduation.
I'm a knob tester.
Air Force. He left the Air Force in 77 with the rank of captain, returned into Texas, went into business farming cotton with his father.
Well, I mean, he cannot be stupid and end up a captain in the Air Force. So why does he act like such a dumbass?
Who says you can't be you don't necessarily can be stupid and make it to a captain in the Air Force?
He's he's just saying the guy flies planes. I mean, I just think it's an odd combination. I don't know.
Well, they can teach a chimp to do shit.
That's true.
They could. Chimps have flown in space. For fuck's sake, they probably didn't fly it. They just sat there for the ride.
they had the little headset in.
Much like George Bush's presidency. George Bush was the chimp in space. They sent him up there, and he wasn't at the controls.
No.
James Richard Rick Perry. His name isn't even Rick. It's Rick, it's James.
Oh. Jimmy! Yes, stupid moron. I heard in Camp David he's going to put a little set of cornhole.
He's the only governor in modern Texas history to have appointed at least one person to every eligible state office, board, or commission position. Because he's
not
been there for so long.
Well, not necessarily something to be proud of. I'd like to see who he has appointed to what.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. He's also, as well as to several elected offices to which the governor can appoint someone to fill an unexpired term, such as 6 of the 9 current members of the Texas Supreme Court. No wonder Texas is so fucked up.
God, it takes someone nearly having to chain themselves to the podium to keep abortion legal.
Right.
I mean, what's going on with Wendy Davis, by the way? What's up with her?
I think she lost. Did she?
Right.
I think she might have lost her state seat too. I think they might have. I think, I'm not sure. I don't even know. That's pretty horrible.
Someone should airlift her out of the fuck Texas, man. Just you tried. Hey, you tried harder than a lot of people. Good enough. Go
rescue
go
the
relax
poor woman.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Somebody else we've talked about on the show here frequently, and I don't know that we've ever played a clip. If we have, it's been a long, long, long time.
Hell yeah.
But this gentleman, I never realized was as just spectacularly batshit crazy as he is. He ran against Barack Obama in Illinois for the governor or the senator, the state senator, no, senator, back when Barack Obama was nominated won as a senator for Illinois.
Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah.
This guy was brought in as the guy that was gonna go up against Obama. Had nothing to do with the fact that he was African American.
Oh no. Don't be ridiculous.
They dug him out of some other state.
Right.
And he carpet-bagged over.
Sure.
Nothing to do with anything like that. So, yes, this is Alan Keyes.
You know, it's funny you bring this up. It's so strange. I remember when Alan Keyes was brought in to run against Barack Obama because I lived in Chicago at the time, and that everybody just loved him when he was running for Senate. They just loved him in Chicago. And
loved him entertainment value, you mean? Or
No. They loved Barack Obama.
Oh, Obama. Okay.
I mean, you couldn't walk through the streets of Chicago without running into groups of people campaigning for him. I mean, I remember walking through a neighborhood one afternoon. And I was like, "Hi, do you know who you're voting for?" I was like, "Yeah, I know." He goes, "You're voting for Barack Obama, right?" I'm like, "Absolutely, yes, I am." "Do you want some literature?" "No, I don't need any. I'm voting for your guy, okay?" and honestly, we get mobbed by people, and they're like, "Everyone in Chicago is voting for Barack Obama, okay? Relax." And when they brought Alan Keyes in to run against him, it was literally like when you're favorite baseball team trades away for like so and some weird player is all of a sudden out of nowhere shows up and you're like what the fuck is this about? He's the weirdest thing I've
ever
seen.
He's got away with the words though, doesn't he, Alan Keyes? I mean,
oh my god,
were there debates?
Yes.
Oh,
he sounded just like this.
I gotta find me some of those debates between Obama and Alan Keyes.
La 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 la.
Although
la,
they
la, la.
They probably watered him down his lunatic views, because God, he's gone full T loony since then. I mean, like, well, here is a clip. Here is Alan Keyes, and he's on we've played this guy too, Rick Wiles' show, called True News. TRU, and get it? TRUNEW.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Rick, you're a fucking genius. Congratulations. you're brilliant.
See what he did there?
Yes. Oh, I hate that. See what I did there? No. Hey, if you're a comedian and you say a joke and then you look at the audience and say, see what I did there, please. And I mean this in the nicest way possible. Go kill yourself. I hate that.
And then say, see what I did there afterwards.
See what I did
leave
there?
Leave a suicide note that says, fuck see what off. I did there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So, Alan Keyes invoking Godwin's law here, talking about Barack Hussein Obama, our president, to Rick Wiles on the True News.
We are not, as citizens, always supposed to be trying to lift up some Führer the way the Germans thought. Führer was their word for leader, right? They wanted to lift up some Führer who would dictate to their country the way Obama's trying to do now and tell us what to do so that we could get it right. No, Christians are not in the business of selecting a leader in worldly terms that they will follow. We have a leader. We follow the lead of Jesus Christ. And what we try to do is find people who are of like mind and heart who can then represent us in government so that the government will follow the lead in terms of God's law, in terms of God's will, in terms of God's respect for what is right for human beings.
Was this guy that Bible swinging during the election? I mean,
we have a leader.
Right. Yeah. We these aren't our leaders. We have a leader.
Oh, yeah. No shit.
And he went full Godwin. His first sentence was Hitler. Like it's just like Hitler. Obama's being just like Hitler.
It sounded like he was about to bust out the prime directive.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was that much of a Jesus nut.
I guess. Hey, listen, he's a fucking nut. What do you want? He's crazy.
Here's a little bit more of Alan Keyes talking about the United States and Obama and, you know,
he's
just
loony.
The world according to Alan Keyes.
Oh, shit.
I think that more and more people are waking up to the fact that in terms of his dictatorial actions, in terms of his disastrous policies, weakening our military, weakening our economic strength, destroying our sovereignty, letting our borders rot and be insecure, importing illegal aliens, not just trying to legalize folks who are here without congressional consent, but importing more.
Importing.
I love that.
Importing.
I'm an importer and exporter. Yeah. He's referring to people. That's kind of fucked up, man. He's like, so, he's importing more people.
They're not only just allowing them, they're importing them. They are intentionally bringing them here to sully the beautiful, pristine land with their immigrantitude.
Yeah. I will not be sullied. I will not be imported.
Well, here's a little more Alan Keyes.
In order to facilitate what I think is an overthrow of our Constitution. And so I think you're exactly right. Right now we're teetering. We're more than teetering on the brink. I actually think we're falling through the abyss.
Did you hear him stumble on that teetering, teetering? It almost sounds like somebody's been doing a little tippling there because he's like teetering.
He just didn't do his addiction exercises.
He didn't prepare ahead of time.
I am the very model of a modern major general.
Red leather,
I've information,
leather.
Vegetable, and animal, and mineral. Go fuck yourself.
Here's a little bit more. This guy's awesome.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Headed toward a rock bottom when our institutions will crumble the way the Twin Towers suddenly fell in that terrible day in 2001, and that the only thing that can save us is to fall on our knees before God, ask his forgiveness, and then rise to take those actions that return us to the founding understanding, which is not that liberty is about doing what we please. It's about doing what is right so that in the exercise of right, we earn that freedom from God, which he gives to those who are walking in his way. I think that was the understanding of liberty that the founders had, and we must get back to it, or else I think our way of life is done.
So, so there's some there's some weird filtering of liberty that's got to run through God first.
Yeah, duh.
That every decision's got to run through God, and then He gives us this liberty that we have. What the fuck?
Yeah, he's a lunatic.
I mean, it's like we played yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com to listen to yesterday's show, or go to iTunes or Stitcher.
Hey.
And you can listen to all the other great entertainment here on the Crab Diving Network, also on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yes.
Or go to crabdiving.com, and it's just all fucking there. But we talked about Michelle Bachmann. We played that clip of her goodbye speech, which really sounded like at any moment she was going to reach down into her bra and pull out a snake and start quoting from Snakeiticus 7. That it was Lord, Jesus, Moses, Lord, God. And then, like you mentioned earlier, that terrifying invocation that Louis Gohmert sponsored, that Robert Jeffress.
Yeah, guy's creepy.
Megachurch guy who hates the homos, hates Muslims, hates Jews, hates Yay. Obama. He said Obama is bringing the apocalypse, right?
Oh, yes. That's Obama's thing. Well, if you ever invite Obama to a party, he's always going to bring the apocalypse. He'll never bring the ice. he shows up with a big cheese platter of apocalypse.
Don't forget, America's awesome.
Oh, yes.
I just saw that clip. It's in the queue from yesterday. America's awesome.
It's so awesome. By the way, I saw the video of Michelle Bachmann's loony speech.
Did you?
Was that her Pray the Gay Away husband standing next to her?
Oh, I don't think so. The one in Congress, she didn't have anybody standing next to her. There might be a different speech.
Do you think there's rules about when she's allowed to drag that freak of nature out, her weird husband? It's going to freak people out if you bring Pray the Gay Away with you. Right. They're going to get weird about that.
Who knows? I can't imagine her running. That would be just fucking awesome.
Oh, it would be the... Well, listen, why wouldn't she? I mean, Rick Perry's going to run.
But who's going to give her money?
Someone's giving Scott Walker money to run for president.
Yeah, they like Scott Walker a lot.
Okay. Well,
he's kind of in that Jeb Bush kind of not so completely off the rails lunatic Christian Republican candidate. Not like Alan Keyes apparently was.
Right. Well, I think you mean Republicans that you can walk into a room and they won't all of a sudden start invoking Jesus and praying and washing each other's feet and being strange.
There's no washing each other's feet.
Outwardly strange. I mean, at least those guys, you know how they're batshit crazy. Like, Jeb Bush is evil because who knows what the fuck he has going on.
True.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm cynical.
But don't forget, Michelle Bachmann wants to have a voice in the next election because she wants to, give a female perspective.
No. She wants to give a lunatic perspective, which I'm all for. I can't wait.
Meanwhile, Ben Carson also clamoring in that loony clown car.
Oh, that guy's a jerk off. That's the guy with the gross, disgusting opinions on Ferguson.
Carson, in a recent interview, said that we recognize that we are being instruments in the hand of God. He is the one who really orchestrates all of this.
God is rubbing his fingers over my neck. Is that Ben Carson?
Yeah. God's two knuckles deep in my sphincter right now. Wanting me to...
Oh, of course he is. Where else would he be? You fucking narcissist. You worship a God who thinks... See, that's what I don't get. It's like, this guy, he's way into Jesus, but does he think Jesus is way into him as well?
We are, in fact, a Judeo-Christian nation, and I think that's a huge part of our strength, he said.
Okay, explain Noah's Ark.
But we most definitely need a spiritual awakening. Who said that? Bobby Jindal at his creepy, Bible-banging revival tent meeting that he's going to fucking have next month with those speakers there who are known to be big old gay haters, and the world is 6,000 years old and there ain't no climate change shit kind of assholes. And Jindal wants to be president.
Oh, why not? Go ahead, Bobby. Perfect. We'll just be the most fucked up guy at the party. I mean, you know what I mean? Like when you have the G8 summit or any of these UN events and everybody's leader shows up, how embarrassing if ours is Bobby Jindal. Wrap your mind around that. Good God.
Ben Carson said in his interview that if he had a chance to speak to the president, Barack Hussein Obama, he would tell
saying his middle name.
He would tell him to stop violating the Constitution. And he said, our president is very much like Putin.
Quit violating me like Putin. Come on,
like
stop it.
Putin.
He's just like Putin.
Yeah, it's just like that. It's just like that.
Barack Obama runs around in his backyard with no shirt on wrestling with tigers.
Yeah. Yeah. In 2 years, Barack Obama is going to be out, hopefully unleashed. And you'll see. How much like Putin is he going to be when he leaves office? So far, he hasn't signed that executive order everyone's waiting for that somehow suspends the Constitution and makes him king. He hasn't worked that one out yet. You better TikTok, motherfucker.
I got to tell you, if you think about like how Putin runs things compared to what we say about us, you know, it's fucked up over here, I guess isn't that bad, because I was sort of thinking like if Putin's vice president or his equivalent, it's like, I went out hunting and accidentally shot my friend in face. They'd be like, oh, okay.
I think
who gives a shit?
Yeah, I think that might be a different euphemism when you go out hunting with Putin. You might not come back.
Yeah. Do you guys want to kill some people tonight? Yeah. It's Russia. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
The president is angry with him. He's going hunting with him. Yeah. Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah. I heard this other guy has a nuclear warhead buried in his potato garden. Who gives a shit?
Right, I found one in the shed.
Oh, my God, I found a nuclear warhead.
Is this yours?
I don't know. What does it look like?
I don't know what a nuclear warhead would look like, to be honest.
I'm just trying to imagine
their
fucking conversation. Is my name, is my initials on it?
I guess would have wires and shit.
Are there wires and shit?
Yeah. big red button at the top set it off. I don't know. So Ben Carson, thinks God is calling him to save America.
Oh, great, Ben. Thanks.
We welcome Ben Carson into the fray. We're looking so forward. We're gonna
Simpleton.
We're gonna have to do 3 hours a day because there's gonna be so much material when the Republican primary starts.
More crabs for you.
More crabs for everybody. There was a ranking of healthiest states. Did you see this before we wrap up here?
There's no way. There's no way Wisconsin's not the worst. Because, listen.
Well, I think this is states in which to live. I don't think this is assessing the herd that lives within the state.
Yeah, because this guy, this beer-battered man, blames beer-battered fish for his DUI. I mean, that guy's not healthy.
You know what it is? It is health. It's overall health. The 25th anniversary edition of America's Health Rankings, published by the United Health Foundation, have come out. And coming in at number one, although, listen to this, some of these findings.
This is the most healthiest.
Healthiest state. But listen to some of these other findings. Smoking prevalence declined by about 3% overall. Infant mortality is down by 4%. That's good. Immunization coverage went up despite the ninnies, despite Deuce Bigelow.
Oh, God. Why did you remind me of the anti-vaccination campaign by the comedian and ex-supermodel? I mean, you know.
However, the U.S. saw a 154% increase in whooping cough, as well as a 7% increase in obesity.
Uh-oh.
A 3% rise in physical inactivity.
Fuck you.
And a 7% increase in death from drug overdose.
Suck a dick, stupid.
Coming in last, congratulations for the third year in a row.
Wisconsin.
The unhealthiest state is Mississippi.
Guys.
In fact, Mississippi has never finished higher than 48th in the rankings.
Hey, better luck next time.
Listen to this grouping. Here are the other states that hover near the bottom. Arkansas, right. Louisiana, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Tennessee, West Virginia, Alabama, South Carolina, Indiana.
Okay. Indiana, there you go. That's not southern.
Yeah, we found one. But coming in at number one, ladies and gentlemen, on the Billboard Hot 100 is none other than the sovereign state of Hawaii.
Oh, all the poi.
All the poi. There you go.
All the poi and cuttlefish they eat.
We got to wrap things up here.
Oh.
It's about that time.
Aloha.
On the big show, ladies and gentlemen, we are here 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. every weekday. Or no, 2 to 4 p.m., I mean, Pacific. Probably noon out at Hawaii, right?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Are they a couple hours behind us?
Who knows? Yeah. Volcanoes—they're drowning in lava.
Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're all over the freaking place. Ryan Pfeiffer—follow him on the Twitter at Rated R Comedy.
Patrick Vile, follow him on the Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And everything and anything about us is at crabdiving.com. Old episodes of this, memes and blog postings and all the other great entertainment 24/7 here on the network. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Oops.
Thank you for listening to
Crabs. Listen to the Crabs.
Yeah, we're still talking. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Now.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the Crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.